We continue our summer music series, Setlist. We invited Wisconsin artists into the WPR studios for interviews and exclusive musical performances, which will air every Friday at this time until Labor Day weekend.
Milwaukee rapper Rory Ferreira, also known as Milo, has lived on both coasts before eventually calling Wisconsin home.
He recently dropped by the WPR studios to play some new material and talk about how his grandfather and having patience for the writing process have influenced his music. All right, Rory, thanks a lot for coming in and playing for us in studio today.
Thank you for having me and my friends. Appreciate it.
First of all, I want to talk about what I've read that people call your style of rap. People are calling it art rap. How do you define what art rap is?
Art rap, my understanding of it is just, you know, rappers who understand that our tradition, our music, hip-hop, rap, whatever you want to call it, is a continuation of styles that date back to the blues and so on. They're born from a lineage, and it's important to keep that context in mind when you're analyzing its tropes and styles and whatnot. And art rap is kind of just trying to reclaim a certain amount of power from people who write about our music. Sometimes they mean well or something like that, and might use a term like conscious rap or something, but it's kind of like, you know, that suggests maybe a superiority that no one claims to have. So art rap is this term that my friend Open Mike Eagle came up with to describe, I don't know, I think just rap that's aware of a historical tradition.
When rapping in the attic of a square apartment felt like rapping in Madison Square Garden, and you were very happy to be there. 2 feet perperpendicular on your square, proud and attentive, never loud and inventive. Your style's been incentivized. Your personality is an app on this here mobile device.
You spent your whole life. It sounds like you could have gone a lot of different ways when I've read about the interests you've had, you know, German philosophers and Spanish poets, but then like Pokemon and wrestlers. How did you decide to take all that, synthesize it, and put it into rap?
Well, I guess honestly, you know, since it's a capitalist society, I have to make a commodity. I have to, you know, sell something to make money. And so rap and the rules of rap allow those kind of bizarre knowledge pools to be combined into something of worth and merit. So I don't know. It just kind of seemed natural, I guess I'll say. I can't think of anything else that allows you to be into, you know, German philosophy and Spanish poets and wrestling and Pokemon, and that's pretty cool.
And you grew up in Maine, right? And you spent time living a lot of places, but I've read that Maine is where you did most of your growing up. Is that right?
Yeah, Maine and Chicago.
And you said, I come from nowhere.
It's more because I've just, by the time I graduated high school, I'd been to like 13 schools. So it's hard for me to feel like I'm from any one place. And I mean, the older I got and the more into like other musicians and other philosophies, like, you know, Sun Ra is big on this idea of black folks as the living myth, you know, that we are from no place and that we have no place of our own. So I just kept saying that, even though the meaning kind of changed a little bit for me. But I just say I'm from no place because with airplanes and the internet, it's all one place anyway.
That's interesting, though, because a lot of musicians, they want to really get their music to focus on where they're from, and you can hear it, and you see it in their videos, and they write about stuff that they see in their hometown. Do you have that, or do you consider yourself, for real, like a world citizen?
I don't feel like I belong too much to any one place. I live in Milwaukee presently, and I love it there because of the people and other things that aren't so geographic, so I don't know.
I love rappers how shepherds love sheep for wool. It's easy for me to say this place isn't beautiful. It's easy for me to say that this place isn't beautiful.
You started your own label. Why did you decide to go that route instead of a traditional model trying to get noticed by a bigger label?
That's so cool that you said that. Thank you for saying that. Ruby Yacht is the label that I started, and we really advocate artist involvement on every level of production. So we're dubbing our own tapes, making our own shirts and patches, and making all of our own beats. You know, we're really into that, and kind of like a holistic community, and making art from a community-oriented space. So it's like, right now, my friends came in and performed with me as Milo, and, you know, sometimes my friends, we perform as, you know, whatever, Safari Owl or someone else, and we really like that approach, that sort of group operating under one person's aesthetic and structure. And I just don't know of a label that is supportive of that kind of approach, so I guess we had to make our own.
Do people see what you're doing and go, that's a model that has some legs. I want to do that instead.
I mean, that's the exact response, actually, is people are extremely interested in your music when you value it accordingly. You know, when people see that, we're making the beats, mixing it, mastering it, dubbing it ourselves, stenciling the J cards, you know, putting the seal on each one, packing them up, like, suddenly there's an interest, right? Like, what is that? Why are you doing that? Why do you care that much about your own product? I mean, I know it's very popular right now to give out your music for free in rap, and we just don't believe in that at all.
Where do you start when you're writing something? Mm-hmm. And what are you thinking of when you're putting it all down?
I mean, for me, it's interesting. Writing a song, it starts with a feeling. I'm very bizarre when I start songwriting. I have to kind of hide and, like, protect myself. I have to, like, form the room in such a way that I can catch this feeling. And that's really all I can describe it as. I don't know. It's just a headspace. And then from there, the song just comes in an hour or so, and I just move on. But I don't know, such an extreme paranoia takes over me when I'm writing.
Wait, what kind of paranoia?
You know, a lot of the ideas in my music are very fragile, or maybe I don't have the best language to say them. Maybe there is no best language to even say them. And so I'm just so worried about putting those ideas in the hands of clumsy thinkers. I mean, almost every album is a good example of that. But I guess there's a song my friend Alex Safarial, who played with me, he and I have a song from my first mixtape that, I don't know, the idea was, what if two guys who were in love with each other wrote a rap song about one another and then rapped it to one another? And then, you know, we just thought that was interesting. And so we did that. And then we put it out, and, you know, just clumsy thinkers, people who can't pause a reaction. I guess that's what I mean, reactionary. Like, it's incredibly rare now for people to just sit and digest a thing and just not have an opinion. You know, just, I need to take some time, because it's like, it takes a long time to make a song or an album or whatever. And even, like, in rap, nobody ever is trying to analyze or understand or appreciate process. You know, how was it made? Especially with something like the example I gave you. Like, why would these guys write a song like that?
Do you ever respond to people like that?
No, I don't. I just find it's best to keep it moving and be a forward-thinking fellow. It's easy for me to get real down, so I just have to avoid all that stuff, yeah.
Well, honestly, who could say? I remember the art museum where Mike Eagle found Dubuffet. I remember Meredith blessing me with Jean Genet and blowing my old life kisses bombs away. I remember packing an apartment into three bags and driving across God's kneecaps to Lord knows where. I'm more bored than scared. How I learned to portion the orphan share or be the burden bearer. Working titles of my autobiography. I'm probably not the rapper for you. Listen to the Method Man song, but act like my dad is asking the questions. Is it real, son? Is it really real, son? Do you know the deal, son? Is it really real? Something I could feel, son. Want it raw deal, son. Load it up and kill one. Is it really real? Is it really real? Is it really real?
It seems like you've got to be a big reader, just based on the places you go in your songs.
Thank you.
What you're thinking about, poetry that influences you, the philosophy. Are you someone who reads a lot?
I read a lot, yeah. I read a whole lot. That's a big thing in my family is, like, my parents had me when they were both younger than I am now. I'm 23. They both dropped out of high school. So, like, in my family, it was like, you know, this is how you learn, Rory. Like, we don't have money. You know, like, there's no money, but there's books everywhere. And my mother really set, like, the greatest example for that in my life, and she still does. Like, my mom will still call me up weekly, like, what you reading? I just read this. Da, 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 da. And it's cool, and it's like, I have a little sister who's about to be 10, and she's in it, and it's just like, it's a big family thing for us. Reading is very important.
What are you reading right now?
Right now, I just started rereading this collection of poems that's Pablo Neruda and Cesar Vallejo, and I've had it for a while, and I kind of, you know, was like leaning very heavily on the Pablo side, and then on a train ride recently I realized the Vallejo side had some depth. So yeah, I've been kind of re-exploring that lately.
What they talking about?
Nuclear war.
I guess it's nuclear war. What they talking about? I guess it's nuclear war.
Tell me about Cavalcade.
Cavalcade. Oh, man. Cavalcade. Okay, so one of the major constellations in my life, I guess you would say, is my grandfather. And just growing up in Chicago and being at his house a lot, he would always be playing America. And it kind of became like a joke in my family as I got older, like this old black guy from Arkansas who only ever listens to John Denver in America. And so my family, I know a lot of John Denver in America, and I've always used that as like a social bargaining chip in odd situations, you know, like, ah, well, but do you like, you know, Ventura Highway or whatever? And someone's like, ah, you like America. So Cavalcade, all the songs, it's a free mixtape. They all sample different America songs, and it's an album for my grandfather, who is a philosopher and a reverend and just an extremely inspired man. And I wanted to make him something while he was here on this planet to know how much I love him and appreciate him and how much I value his legacy, I guess, inside of me.
Did he get to hear it?
Yeah, he loves it. He plays it. He'll text me. Well, he texts me every day, no matter what, but he'll text me at random some nights and be like, I'm playing my version of Horse With No Name. I love it. Da-da-da-da-da. It's cool. Yeah, it's
ingratiated myself to the fools and jesters. Learned from my errors and called my mom a lie. Cried in a couple coffee shops. It's all love like Mike and Nine. I'ma get mine, don't trip. I'ma get mine, don't trip. It's all love like Mike and Nine. I'ma get mine, don't trip. I'ma get mine, don't trip. It's all love.
And last question, here's an easy one for you. Where did the name Milo come from?
Oh, cool. Milo came from a children's book called The Phantom Tollbooth. And I chose the name because I was in a rap group called Nom de Rap, and I needed a rap name for the other members to reference, you know? And at the time, I was reading The Phantom Tollbooth, and the first page just describes this boy who's so, like, kind of icky. He's kind of irritable and likes to be in his room a lot and is a complainer by nature. And I was just like, yeah, that's what I do with my music. So that's me. I took it.
Awesome. Well, Rory, thank you.
Thank you very
so much for coming and playing and talking today.
Appreciate it.
That's why we have to write so many rap songs. Brothers like us don't live too long. That's why we have to write so many rap songs. Brothers like us don't live too long. That's why we have to write so many rap songs. Brothers like us don't live too long.
I love you.